Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I want to talk to you about the love covenant of the El Shaddai God. We'll go to several scriptures tonight. First of all, I would like for you to look with me in Genesis, the 17th chapter. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Now, here's what he said. I am El Shaddai. The root word to the Hebrew word Shaddai is actually referring to a nurse, to a mother, and really refers to her nursing her child. That's what Shaddai really means. God, our nurse, our father, our mother, the giver of our life, he's everything. I am El Shaddai. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. I'm talking about God. The God that is very mindful of his covenant. His covenant with Abram, who became Abraham, was a national covenant. Ours is a healing covenant. Now, we have a salvation covenant and all that, but primarily, first of all, a healing covenant. Because that's what Brother Hagin called the dinner bell. Back in the olden times, you know, they'd go out there and ring that bell. It is time for the hands to come in and eat. Now, I remember on my grandfather's farm, praise God, if they had hands working out there most of the time, he would. But when he come harvest, when he come wheat harvest, or when it came time to, you know, when he needed help picking cotton. And so they'd get out there and ring that bell, you know, and boy, everybody'd quit and come eat. Brother Hagin said, healing is the dinner bell. Healing is the dinner bell. People get sick, they need to be healed. And they don't care whether you preach healing or faith healing or dope healing, man, get me well. Amen. And then they get saved. Now, Brother Hagin, somebody really got on Brother Hagin about this. And they said, you don't ever preach salvation. But he always gave an invitation. He said, you just preach healing all the time. He said, well, that's right. Of course, Jesus is the one that had taught him this. He said, that's right. But he said, if you just keep talking about healing, you just keep teaching healing, you just keep saying it, you just keep teaching healing, you just keep laying hands on the sick. He said, when I stopped preaching evangelistic sermons and began to teach and preach healing, he said, I got 10 times as many people saved, even more than 9 times than what I did preaching evangelistically. Because back there then, preaching evangelistically, you didn't have any crowd but your own church. And then their biggest crowd would be Sunday evening. Other people would come, and they'd get some people saved, all right. But when he started teaching and preaching healing, people started getting saved. They just started coming in there by the droves because they needed to be healed. Yeah. Yeah. And then he'd give invitations, and man, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Very, 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 very close friend of mine. Of David's and mine, Ben Priest. And Ben is the chief executive officer of the Tribe of Judah Motorcycle Club, of which we are a part. He is the leader of and founder of that motorcycle ministry. And at the biggest motorcycle rally in the world, which is Sturgis, they always set up Jerry's Chariots of Light, always set up and just get their own tent, just win thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people to Jesus. Right there in that environment. And this man had he's in an outlaw gang. He's in an outlaw gang. Tough bunch of people. And little boy had cancer. He came over there to Ben. "I want you to pray for my boy." He said, "Sure." He prayed for that boy. And Jesus healed him. And I don't remember the exact words because it's been a long time. But this is the essence of it. He said, "All right. Anybody heal my boy of cancer, I'm going to serve him. How do I do it?" And so he did. Led him to the Lord. Then the rest of that is quite a story, but I don't have time to get into that. But you see where I'm going with this. It was the healing. They got that tough guy. It was the healing that got him. Hallelujah. You mean Jesus would heal somebody that's unsaved? Are you kidding? Everybody he healed was unsaved. Nobody got saved till after he was in glory in the... Amen. But I've seen it over and over. You've seen it over and over. I'm thinking about that young girl that had, I don't know, a broken leg or something that the kids prayed for.
At Disney.
Oh, yeah, Disney. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just was so amazed and just thought it was wonderful and just cussed a little bit and said, "Yeah, oh, yeah." What'd she say? Something like, "Well, that's the thing I ever saw in my life." But a few minutes later, she's born again.
She was born again.
Yeah, it's the healing. We have a healing God, and we have a healing covenant. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at Hebrews 8. Oh, thank you, Lord. Everybody knows this scripture, but I want you to put your eyes on it. Hebrews 8. 6. But now has he obtained, talking about Jesus, a more excellent ministry, by much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Better promises. Better promises. I said better promises. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of grace, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The blood of the everlasting covenant. Everlasting is a long, long time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a long time, brother. Everlasting. Say everlasting. The everlasting covenant by our everlasting God, who everlastingly loves us and gave himself for us. A ransom. Hallelujah. He gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. Ha! And you and I and this ministry and your ministry, we're part of that testimony. And we're continually testifying to the God that ransomed us. And we've been redeemed from the curse. Redeemed from the curse of the law. COVID-19 is a curse of the law. Amen. We've been redeemed from the curse. Redeemed from the curse. Since Jesus set me free. For poverty, wealth, for sickness, health, since Jesus ransomed me. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, let's praise Him. Oh, let's praise Him. Come on, just raise your voice. Just raise your voice. I mean, right there in your own home. I mean, just sing and just call His name out before God. What a glorious time. What a heavenly time. The everlasting covenant. Ephesians 5, 26. Ephesians chapter 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians 5. Oh. That He might sanctify and cleanse it. Let's read it like this. That He might sanctify and cleanse us. Cleanse us. With the washing of water, by the word. And then verse 30. Oh, are you ready for this? We are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. Does He have COVID-19? I know good and well He doesn't. No, and as He is, so are we in this world. Glory to God, I don't have it. I never will have it. And I don't mind telling you, I'll never be sick again in my life hereafter forever. Not one time. I will never. How can you say such a thing? Let me show you. I will never be sick another day in my life forever. Brother Copeland, I said it, you heard it. Well, let's look at the book of Exodus. I don't just say things like that. Praise God. Now, you have to get this in proper perspective. Verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions. My name is in him. But if you indeed will obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. My angel shall go before you. Now this makes sense in verse 25. If you pull this right out, it doesn't even make sense. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from the midst. That doesn't even make sense. He this and I will that. He's referring to that angel. He, you have ministering spirits, first chapter of the book of Hebrews. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation? He will see to your bread and water. I said, he, that angel will see to your bread and water, David. He'll see to your bread and water. Yes, sir. So when you're praying over your food, oh yes, I say, Lord, bless this food. I receive it blessed and sanctified. And I know good and well who's doing it. My angels are taking care of that. Yeah. Lord, take care of this food for us. My angels are back there in that kitchen. I learned this from Keith Moore, didn't I, Keith? Yeah, I did. Keith and Phyllis did me good, too. I've used it a lot since. Mm-hmm. See to it that they handle that food correctly. Yeah. See to it it ain't got no COVID-19 on it. Hallelujah. Now, notice this. And say it. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Woo! I'm going to 120, and I'll never be sick a day in my life getting there. Amen. God didn't intend for anybody to people to be sick. In the first covenant, all you had to do is do what he said. All you had to do is do what he said. Amen. And it's the same thing here. Do what he says. Hallelujah. Because he is so wonderful. 24th chapter, verse 9. Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, 70 of the elders of Israel, they saw, they saw the God of Israel. And I put in there, they saw my father, my very own father. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in its clearness. Sergio, my father's footstool was a sapphire about this big. Wow. He does very well.
Oh, he does.
And so do I.
Yes, sir.
But I'm a little behind on him. And it was clear. It was clear sapphire. And it was his footstool. You think he can take care of your rent? I'm going to close this in one place that is so grossly misrepresented. Not the scripture, but things that have to do with it. Look in Isaiah 54. That whole chapter, I pray it for my partners. Isaiah chapter 54. 53 is Jesus on the cross. 54 is him raised from the dead. And this is speaking to us today. This is speaking to the body of Christ. Look at the 7th verse. No, back up. The 5th. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall be called. Now, look at that 7th verse. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies, great compassion, Great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting hesed, everlasting kindness and mercy, everlasting hesed. We're going to get into that. Covenant term, covenant terminology, that is the most powerful thing in this book. All right, on over into the New Testament. And I should say probably the most misunderstood thing because of the wordage of the English Bible. Verse 9. This is as the waters of Noah unto me. Well, now you know, brother, now God's just about had all he wants out of you, and he's mad at you, and you better watch it. I mean, really? Let's see that. This is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn. He entered into covenant with Noah, that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn. I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee, for the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my hesed shall not depart from thee, and neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has hesed on you. Now he's disappointed, yes, and don't think he won't correct you, but he's not mad at you. And he's not rebuking you. No, he's loving you. He's loving you. He's a loving God. And I remember something you said, Keith. You know, he'll come in there and he'll say, somebody need to talk to you about here, boy. Yes, sir. Maybe you need to do something about this. And I said, yes, sir. I knew better than that. I'll do something about that. Keith said it's like peeling an onion. And you think, well, you know, I believe we've got a pretty good handle on that. And a few days later, he says, David, something else I need to talk to you about, son.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't take it all at once. Yeah. If he's mad and rebuking you, just strap it to you. No, he's a loving father. Jesus fixed the sin problem. The covenant now is between God and an immortal man. What's he saying? I love you, man. I love you, little girl. You need to work on this. You need to fix this. Now, I said the wrong thing. He doesn't say you work on it. No, he says fix this. Yeah. Fix this. Yes, sir. He's never told you anything to do you couldn't do it, but you're going to have to do it by faith. Yeah. And you'll have to do it through obedience. And sometimes, I'm telling you, it's just like stripping flesh. And Jesus likened it unto pulling your eye out. It's sometimes that difficult to get this flesh under control to his word. This is the knife with which you cut off your hand that he referred to. This is the surgical instrument right here. Because he loves us and he cares.
There's nothing greater than God's love and forgiveness to bring His presence, anointing, and miracles into your life. Love is the ultimate plan for the release of God's power to change everything. The Miraculous Love Package will help you learn of God's love and experience His miracles every day. It will transform your circumstances, relationships, and future. Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, a book by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how much God loves you. Learn what to do to go deeper into your relationship with Him. Allow God's love to flow in and through you to meet every need. Step into a new realm of God's presence and experience the miraculous. The Force of Forgiveness, a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, shows you why forgiveness is essential to a faith-filled life and answered prayers. Become an agent of God's love, forgiveness, and miracles, and change the world around you.
Today's message on God's covenant is a powerful reminder of how much He loves you. God is love, and He's called you to walk in Him, which means He's called you to walk in love. He's called you to imitate Him, just like the Bible says that, and that might sound hard to do at first, but if you are in Christ Jesus, His nature is in you, and you're able to love just like He loves. And our good, loving Father has called you and I up higher to a better way of life than the world's way. And whatever God calls you to do, He also empowers you to do. So today, make the choice. From this day forward, I will walk in love by the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside me. Amen. KCM has a free package to help you continue to grow in your faith. We call it the Miraculous Love Package, Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, a book by Kenneth Copeland, and then The Force of Forgiveness, a teaching CD by Kenneth Copeland. And when you have a revelation, a real revelation of the love of God, you have insight into something that does not and cannot fail. And when you get a hold of these things, you begin to discover why walking in the depths of God's love is essential to walking in victory. Then you begin to develop that God kind of love in your heart, and you learn to never allow unforgiveness to remain in your heart and block God's power from moving through you. And you're going to find that when God's love has grown and matured in you, you're positioned to touch those around you with the power of His love. Praise the Lord. So be sure to request your free package today on kcm.org. And you need to also know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a devotional called From Faith to Faith. And when you get a hold of this, you receive daily word-based teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with scriptures to help you study the Word. And you can read it for free on kcm.org. You can even have it sent to your email every day. And these things are tools to help keep you growing spiritually and in your walk, your fellowship with the Lord. Now, next week on the broadcast, tune in because you're going to learn from Brother Copeland about the protection and the provision that our covenant with God provides. These are truths that you do not want to miss. Amen. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you can also watch, download, or request a free copy of today's broadcast, read the BVOV magazine, or the daily devotional. KCM is here to help you grow spiritually. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith and boldness, and live in the power of God.